is next. Sunny, and it's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Yahias.
Sunny, I understand you'll be kicking off with World Cup football news.
Yahias, we're now 20 days away until the kickoff of the World Cup football tournament in Brazil. The USA's German coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, has finalized his 23-man World Cup roster. Klinsmann's surprise omission is Landon Donovan, the U.S. national team's all-time leading scorer. The 32-year-old Donovan, who plays for the Los Angeles Galaxy in Major League Soccer, was hoping to play in a fourth World Cup. In addition to his 57 goals in 156 international matches, Donovan is the career leader for the USA in World Cup match appearances with 12 and World Cup goals with 5. Speaking at the U.S. team's training camp at Stanford University in Northern California, Klinsmann said it was a very difficult decision to leave out Donovan.
Well, this is certainly one of the toughest decisions in my coaching career, to tell a player like him, with everything he's done and what he represents, to tell him that you're not part of those 23 right now, because I just see some other players slightly ahead of him. You know, he's been in that final 30 roster in terms of, you know, now the last 10 days, you know, and he did everything right. He was always positive. He took it the best way possible. So his disappointment is huge. I totally understand that. He took it very professional because he's not outstanding professional player, and he knows that I have the highest respect for him, but I have to make the decisions as of today. I have to make the decisions what is good today for this group going into Brazil, and there I just think that, you know, the other guys right now are a little bit ahead of him, and I told him that, and he understands it, but obviously he's very disappointed.
The USA's World Cup coach, Jürgen Klinsmann, passed over Landon Donovan in favor of players such as Chris Wondolowski of the San Jose Earthquakes, Major League Soccer's most prolific scorer for several years, Brad Davis, a veteran left wing for the Houston Dynamo of MLS, and 18-year-old Julian Green, a midfielder and striker for Bayern Munich's reserve squad. All three will be playing in their first World Cup. Before traveling to Brazil, the USA will play friendly warm-up matches against Azerbaijan next Tuesday in San Francisco, California, against Turkey on June 1st in Harrison, New Jersey, and against African champion Nigeria on June 7th in Jacksonville, Florida. The Americans will play their first World Cup match June 16th when they go against Ghana in Natal, Brazil. The Black Stars of Ghana have eliminated the USA from the past two World Cups, beating the Americans 2-1 during the first round group stage at Germany 2006, and by that same 2-1 scoreline in extra time during the knockout round of 16 at South Africa 2010. Ghana's head coach is James Kwesi Appiah. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, caught up with Coach Appiah as the Ghanaian team gets ready to pack its bags for Brazil. Here's Kwabena.
You are the first Ghanaian coach, indigenous coach, to qualify the Black Stars to the World Cup. How do you feel?
Actually, in the first place, when I was given the job as first Ghanaian to handle the national team, I saw it as a big challenge, but very grateful that all Ghanaians, you know, have always been behind me, supporting me and praying for me all along. And this qualification, I think I owe it to them, all Ghanaians. I'm really excited being a Ghanaian, has been able to qualify the nation to the World Cup.
Coach, in football, two major factors are needed to move forward: motivation and determination. Are you getting enough support to achieve this?
I think the players has played a major role. They've all been really, really committed. And the technical team has also done so well. The president of the country, the ministry, and then the FA, they've all played a big role in our qualification. And I think we really need to thank all our major players in our qualification.
Coach, let's move straight to Brazil. I mean, you are in a group, people say the group of death: Germany, Portugal, USA, and the Black Stars. I group them as the three J's. because we have Joachim Low, whose name starts with Joachim, and you, James, and then Jürgen. He's also from the United States, Jürgen Klinsmann. And you are not rivals, but I mean, everybody is determined to move forward. And it's a very tough group. Ghana and USA are becoming serious rivals because they're beating them all the time. And Germany beat you during the South Africa 2010. But this time it's going to be a different ball game all around. So how is the preparation to meet these three teams?
So far, preparations have been really good. Since we qualified, we started our preparation because the major problems that you normally face during such competitions is how you prepare off the pitch. You know, when I say off the pitch, things that you do without the players. And I think that's where the Ministry and the FA played a big role. They've, since day one, you know, been putting things in place, making sure that, you know, by the time the players get there, we don't have any complaints. And talking about the players too, we've been keeping an eye monitoring each and every Ghanaian player. That actually helped me in choosing the 26th man for the competition.
You know, the Germans are having an attacking philosophy in their games. Do you have a special or secret tactics you are going to meet the Germans for that game?
You know, it depends on any team that you're playing. You plan a tactics that can, you know, face them. Saying that, you know, Germany, Portugal, USA, they are all really strong football countries, and it's important that you prepare very well and make sure that when you go on the pitch, you know what you're doing. And we're putting everything in place, making sure that when we get there tactically, you adopt a tactics that can actually face whoever we meet during the whole competition.
So far, have you experienced some injuries when you started the serious training from Monday?
No, just the first day, Warriors had a clash with Fatao. I thought it was something serious, but the next day he came and trained, you know, had a full training. And then this is the third day he's trained and without any problems. So thank God we've had no problems at the moment.
Ghanaians are all behind you. In 2006, they managed to sail through to the 1/16 stage. In South Africa, you were assistant. You managed to go through to the 1/4 stage. What are you expecting in Brazil?
It's not going to be easy because all the countries that have qualified are really, really good, you know, and no one can just wake up and say, oh, I'm just going to win. We will take a game as it comes, but I believe that we've got very good quality players who can rise to the occasion. And, you know, talking to them, they all have big ambitions during this World Cup. Some of them feel that this is a time to make a name. Some of them feel this is a time to leave a legacy. And I have full confidence in them. I believe that we'll go far. This tournament, I've always kept saying that there will be a lot of surprises. And the big teams that everybody thinks, though, this team will win easily. It's not like olden days when, you know, when you mention a few countries and, oh, okay, these are the four who will go to the... Now, football has come of age, and all countries are doing really well. And I believe Ghana is doing well, and we'll go out there and do our best, make sure that we make a name there.
Coach, you can say you are ready to match every team boot by boot. You don't care about any team. You are ready to face any team with a crop of players you have.
No, the thing is, if you've qualified to the World Cup and you tell me you're afraid of the big countries, why are you going there for them? Are you telling me that you're going there and, oh, I'm just going to play the first round and come back home? No. Every country that has qualified, I believe, if you're asking this question, you tell them, I'm going there to make an impact. And if you are afraid, then it's better you say, okay, we've qualified, but we're not going. You know. So once we are prepared to go, then whoever comes our way, we're prepared to face it.
Do you have something to talk about the fellow African teams who are coming to Brazil?
I'm 100% sure they're all doing so well. And I believe that, you know, many of the African countries will go far in this tournament.
That's James Kwesi Appiah, the head coach of the World Cup-bound Black Stars of Ghana. And Coach Appiah was talking with reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori in Accra. One of the Ghanaians who watched the Black Stars train this week in Accra is Prince Anang, a local sports journalist. Prince says the Black Stars have matured since the last World Cup in South Africa 4 years ago.
The team has grown from what we saw in 2010. I mean, 4 years on, we've got a couple of new faces in the team now that is blending and gelling with the old players. Again, the expectations of especially Ghanaians will be that the Black Stars should go beyond the quarterfinal stage that they got to in 2010.
As I mentioned earlier, the Black Stars of Ghana will go against the United States in their opening World Cup match June 16th in Natal, Brazil. From Natal, the Black Stars will then make a short trip northwest along the coast of Brazil to Fortaleza, where they'll play Germany on June 21st. And then Ghana will go south to Brasilia in central Brazil for their last first-round group match on June 26th against Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal. Ronaldo is on home soil this weekend in Lisbon, where the UEFA Champions League final will be played on Saturday. Ronaldo's Real Madrid takes on city rival Atletico Madrid. It marks the first time in the 59-year history of Europe's premier club tournament to feature teams from the same city. And while the football fans in Madrid are surely licking their chops over Saturday's big match, our friend in Johannesburg, David Legg, says the game is of tremendous interest to fans all across Africa. And while this is the first time the UEFA Champions League final has featured clubs from the same city, it's the second all-Spanish final after the 2000 final between Valencia and Real Madrid. Real won the trophy that year and then won it again in 2002 for its record 9th European title. Real reached Saturday's final in Lisbon by beating defending champion Bayern Munich 5-0 on aggregate. Atletico Madrid, meanwhile, reached its second European Cup final 40 years after its first, after defeating 2012 champions Chelsea of England 3-1 on aggregate. This all-Madrid matchup will be shining brightly at the